With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Washington cherry growers hit by retaliatory Chinese tariffs the past two seasons can receive up to $250,000 in direct payments. That's according to the USDA. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says another plum picked by Washington growers recently is aimed at finding export markets for their fruit.
USDA announced the Agricultural Trade Promotion Program, which provides much needed aid to improve the ability of our agricultural groups to market their products. Particularly in this instance, the Apple Commission and the Fruit Commission have been recipients of this aid, and I think that that will also help blunt the impacts of some of our challenges that we face because of the trade wars.
As far as finding a more permanent solution, Newhouse says we haven't lost hope.
I think there's still a lot of support for the administration to continue doing everything they can to level the playing field with our international trading partners. But I think there's some increased anxiousness about the length of time that this is taking.
So are there still concerns? Newhouse says, you bet.
I can't tell you any different. It's tough right now. It really is. We depend. We need these international markets. But we also, we want to have markets that are open, that we can fairly compete in. And that's what the administration is trying to do.
Newhouse says this is tough work, but it takes time, and we want to get it done right. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And joining us, as always, is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, tell me, what fruit will be in season in August?
Now we're really getting into the fruit season. Early apples, Asian pears, and Bartlett pears will start harvesting. We still have some blueberries and caneberries available, and sweet corn.
Wait, corn isn't a fruit?
Well, it should be. Sweet and delicious. Anyway, I digress. Still some late cherries will be around, and everyone that has a secret huckleberry spot will be very busy.
Oh, and I've seen peaches and nectarines.
I've also seen some local peaches at farm stands. We don't grow a ton of peaches up here, but usually enough for the fresh market. When you're grilling this August, brush some halved peaches with oil and put on the grill. Super delicious. Hermiston watermelon should be arriving soon, too.
Well, I guess I better visit my local farm stand, farmer's market, or grocery produce section.
Early varieties of hops, too. Fresh hop beers on the way.
Well, that's a fruit I can get on board with. Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.